The murder trial of George Hughley continues in Charlottesville this week. While his lawyers argue the death of Yardley Love was an accident, the case is drawing new attention on the issue of domestic violence.
But there are other signs that some women aren't taking this issue all that seriously. And joining us live now, Leslie Morgan Steiner, former Washington Post Magazine general manager who has written about her experience surviving spousal abuse in her memoir, Crazy Love. Good to have you back, Leslie.
Good to be here.
You know, part of the reason why we wanted to talk to you, during the Grammy Awards, a lot of people were upset that Chris Brown was honored after he admitted to beating his then-girlfriend Rihanna. A lot of young women, though, took to Twitter to say things along the lines of, Chris Brown can beat me anytime. Is this just the usual Twitter snark, or is it a sign that some women indeed just don't understand how serious this is?
Well, it's not that these young women are stupid or that they want to be victims of domestic violence. It really is just that they're very naive about it. And glamorizing and minimizing the severity of domestic violence is very common behavior among young women.
There are a lot of women, one of whom wrote an op-ed piece for the Post yesterday, talking about being in an abusive situation and really not knowing how to navigate it or get out.
Well, I think because we don't talk very much about what abuse is truly like, when you're in it, you have a really hard time recognizing it, and you have a very, very hard time getting out. And that's why I think we have to take domestic violence so seriously, is that it's not just something that happens once or something that, you know, somebody on a first date will hit you. It's really complicated, and abusers are very good at waiting until you're in love and dependent on them before they introduce the threat of violence. And that makes it very hard to end the relationship, and it makes it hard to even see what's going on. I was abused for years before I even could recognize that I was a battered wife.
It is always good to remind folks remind women what they can do if they find themselves in the situation they feel they can't get out of.
Yes, and the most important thing is to tell somebody that you're being abused. And maybe the first person you talk to will not want to hear it or will say that you're exaggerating it, but you need to find somebody who you can trust, because breaking the silence is the most important thing. And also just recognizing how common it is. And it's particularly common among the age of these girls who were sending out the Twitter feeds about Chris Brown. Girls 16 to 24 are three times as likely to be abused. And that was the age that I was when I married my abusive ex-husband. I didn't just tweet about him. I actually, you know, was sucked in enough that I married him. And girls are really at risk. And I think we don't realize that, especially when we're at that age.
We only have 15 seconds, but how did you finally recognize, Leslie, you were being abused?
I told two people about it, and in some ways their reaction is what got my attention. They were people who really loved me and who frankly loved my ex-husband too. So they didn't treat him as a monster. They told me they were so worried about me, and that helped me tremendously, just seeing in their faces how scared they were. It broke through my denial and made me realize that it was a choice between him or me, and that if I was going to continue to be alive, really, I had to choose myself.
Leslie, it's always good to get your thoughts. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Leslie Morgan Steiner is the author of the memoir, Crazy Love.